Hello and welcome to another Batch Report. I'm your host, Jackson Daleen.
And I'm your other host, Brayden Ledbetter, and I'm happy to be here with my Dex's Diner shirt, everybody.
Oh, are you wearing it? Hell yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, I'm very fond of this shirt. I wear it very often.
That's awesome. I'm like that with my Boba Fett fan club shirt. Yeah. I'm always wearing it. I'm starting to wear it out, too. Means I gotta get another one.
I know, because those kind of shirts, like, you can only put them through so many washes before
they start. Yeah, it kind of gives it the cool vintage feel, but then I'm like, my shirt's gonna be gone.
Well, it's been a while since we talked Bad Batch. Yeah,
welcome back. Sorry we were gone again for another like week and a half. I was gone this time. Yeah. I went to Florida, and if you've listened to our news episode, you've heard me go on my whole spiel about Galaxy's Edge. But if you haven't, check out our news episode where we talk about all the fun stuff. Too. Yeah, because we ended up just kind of rambling to each other for a little bit and getting into discussions. But
do you know what kind of stinks? We're not going to be able to do a batch report next weekend either.
Are you serious?
I'll be out of town.
You know, that kind of works out because I kind of picture the last two episodes being a two-parter anyway. Yeah. So when it's done, we can just do a recap on it. But sorry again, we've been gone. Sorry it's been a good minute, but we're back. We're going to talk about the last three episodes, which is episode 12 through 14. Episode 14 came out yesterday of recording. This is on July 30th. It's today, 31st. July 31st. Well, today is the episode
that's
came
right.
out.
That's right.
Anyway, we're going to jump right into it and just Let's talk about it. All the funnable stuff. Overall, the first two episodes are just kind of, they're okay. We have the part two of the Ryloth episodes. And
you know
then,
what? I liked the, not the, the Ryloth one was fine. That whole arc is fine. But I liked the first one,
but you liked Infested?
I did like Infested. It was fun.
It's not that I didn't like Infested, but I was like, another filler episode. Like, what was the point? And then I was like, it wasn't terrible. Like, none of these episodes have been bad, but I was just like,
Bad Batch.
I finished it and was just kind of like, what was the point of that one? Like, that's going to be something coming back later on. And that's kind of how I've been telling myself for these fillers, is they're all just going to be for later seasons. But this last one from yesterday was really good.
I really
enjoyed that one. So we'll talk about these each and of their own. So let's start with episode 12, which is the rescue on Ryloth. I really threw this this rundown together, so it's a lot of jokes to myself for it. But the episode starts, and we kind of catch up immediately what's been going on as we were left off. Cham and his wife were arrested, along with, is it Gobi is his name? The blue Twi'lek.
Oh, yeah, I think it's Gobi or something.
Gobi, and they're all taken and held in Imperial cells, and Hera contacts the Bad Batch, and we actually get more Bad Batch this episode. Mm-hmm. Scenes that kind of stuck out to me is I really like the Omega and Hera conversation when Hera's asking for their help.
Yeah.
Why do you stick with them? Is it because they're my brother? Like, they all are. And you're kind of like, yeah, actually they are. This whole time you've kind of had that weird, like, father-daughter classic Star Wars motif, and then it was like, oh wait, no, they're siblings. Like, that wasn't wrong, but it's still funny.
It's still a family dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that Omega is very aware of that.
Yeah.
Like, she always kind of surprises everybody, really, of how intelligent that she is.
Well, it's funny because she's like, well, they're my brothers. And Hera's like, your brothers? What the heck?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, they all are.
Yeah.
No, yeah, this is kind of a more action-packed episode. The stuff I really want to talk about is the stuff with Captain Hauser his decisions and kind
Hauser's
of being
so
able,
underrated.
I just figured out how to change colors on my mouse. How about that? wow, that threw me off completely. No way, really. It's been this whole time. I've just noticed these buttons. I'm so sorry. I really like how in this episode, like, it's how quick Hauser is able to come to his decisions that the Empire is wrong. Mm-hmm. And I like that for clones, it's weird because there's like, they're not all mindless soldiers, but they're also like still programmed under like Imperial, like whatever. And like, I was reading a post on Twitter that was kind of a thread talking about all of this and Hauser specifically, and they talk about how Rex mentions there's some inhibitor chips that doesn't go fully activate, but the only real way to test it is to put them in front of a Jedi. Mm-hmm. And it was a situation like this on Ryloth that Hauser was able to identify that the Empire is doing wrong without the presence of a Jedi. And a lot of people think that that is going to lead up to the Clone Rebellion, which is in Legends, I believe. It's something from the Legends, but it was never fixed up. My question is if they do that, do you think that they will successfully be able to let it fit into canon, like,
that's
and
the thing,
match up with Rebels and
that's the question
on?
Yeah, I don't know, because
I think so, especially with last episode and Gregor showing up.
Well, because this is kind of jumping ahead here, but we're just kind of clumping all these three episodes together anyway.
Yeah, really.
But it's almost like it gets to a point where you can't tell who's a clone and who's not. So I think that, because who knows, by the time, you know, we get to something like, you know, A New Hope, who's to say some of those troopers aren't clones?
Right, right. No, absolutely.
So,
well, and I was reading stuff how, like, the first Purge troopers from, like, Fallen Order are clones. So a lot of people think the scene with all of the cadets in the most recent episode they're like, oh, they're going to go send them off to become Purge troopers. They're the last little bits of the clone line. So in this one, you know, Hauser's able to kind of, he releases Cham and Co. from their cells and then helps them again when they're trying to leave the building, and he tells them that you're walking into a trap, let me handle it. And he talks to the clones and is like, you know, we don't have to do this. And a good amount of clones throw their weapons down, but then I'm glad that they weren't killed. I like that they didn't kill Hauser.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was really worried that they were, and been like, that's cool, the two episodes that he's in, but like, I want more Hauser, and I think they're going to give us more Hauser.
Yeah. And I think that it would be really cool to see him, like, lead this clone rebellion that they're kind of setting up. That would be so,
like,
cool.
Well, I think it'll kind of set itself to where everything will divert back to Rex. And Rex is going to essentially lead it and have his divisions. And there'll be the Bad Batch. He'll have Hauser and, I guess, Gregor. And we'll get Wolf, maybe. I hope we see Wolf. That'll be cool.
How cool would it be to have this whole just, like, arc that we don't know about where the clones, like, rise up against the Empire?
Like, rise up. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's kind of my thing is, like, you'd think Rex would mention that in Rebels, you know?
Well,
that, like, that they tried
to fight. That's the thing, though, is Bad Batch wasn't written yet.
Well, yeah, I know, but I was more just kind of like, that's funny that they'll have to figure it out with that one. It's just a thing Rex doesn't want to talk about. He doesn't like telling people about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the bit with rescuing Ryloth. They obviously rescue Cham and get them back together with Hera and her people.
I love how I love the humanity of Hunter whenever, you know, they try to give him his payment and everything. And he's like, no, you guys need it more than we do.
He's really starting to divert down that rebellion road of just doing things out of the kindness of his heart, which kind of leads me to believe.
Yeah, I was going to say, he even says that, you know, this is not the only system that has been occupied by the Empire.
Right.
Like, there's way more than just Ryloth. So they have a lot of more work to do.
And Omega is very much, like, hardcore about, like, it's the right thing to do, especially with, like, this episode and the next episode of, like, helping Cid is, like, it's the right thing to do. It doesn't matter what.
Yeah.
Hunter is really starting to kind of grasp and
understand
that. I think
the Bad Batch is kind of learning from Omega in that sense.
I agree. Yeah, not to just follow orders and do what needs to be done, but having a decision in things, which that's kind of been the whole theme of this show, is having a decision.
And making those decisions with heart and not just because you were
going
told
with
to.
Your gut about it. Yeah. Well, cool. Let's go on to the next episode. This is episode 13, Infested. Yeah. This is, it's a cool little, filler episode.
The Gringotts episode.
Yeah. Right. Literally. The gang goes back to Ord Mantell and find that Cid's parlor, her bar place, is under new management by this guy named Roland Durand, who
freaking
is
Roland.
the son of whatever the Lady Duran of the Duran Syndicate. He's like a crime boss son.
Yeah.
And he's trying to make his own name for himself. So he gets involved with the Pikes and ends up taking Cid's place. And Cid ends up, you know, figuring out some scheme to kind of turn it on Roland, but they steal the spice and they end up partaking it, but they lose it in this cave below Ord Mantell that's got these like bug monsters in it. It's a new creature
Blind
we
spider
have.
Spider things?
They're
I don't
called
really know.
Urlings. That's what Crosshair calls them, is Urlings.
Yeah.
And they're like night bugs. They're like I don't even know how you would describe them. Yeah,
like
spiders.
Big spider cicada things.
Yeah, it's cicadas. That was the word I was trying to look for. This was a pretty episode. The visuals of like
oh,
when
the sound
Wrecker,
design too. Oh
when
my God.
Wrecker and Cid go to the cave to recover the spice, and it's just like them. The lighting was really fun in that one. Yeah, I don't have a lot.
I love the suspense and tension of this episode too. I really liked the way it was told and how you're expected, because you know they come into this big cave and you see all the webs and everything from these little insect things, and you expect something big to happen, but it doesn't yet. And they successfully right. get to, you know, her back office or whatever. They get the spice and they come back, and that's when it all ensues. So I really like how it played with the tension there. You didn't know when they were going to strike.
I think this is going to be an episode that will be important later down the line. It's going to be more about, you know, I think Roland will come back as a character to help them.
You think so?
Because I think the rest of Bad Batch will be about them in the crime world. It won't be as focused on the Empire. They'll still be a villain, but I think it's going to turn its way to where the Bad Batch gets involved in the crime syndicates, dealing with like the Pikes, obviously, and maybe the Durans, but like also Crimson Dawn and maybe some of the Hutts. And
yeah,
I think that's kind of where this is leading. A lot of these filler episodes are very like underworld themed. They're very much like crime syndicate themed, especially working with Cid, as a lot of these have kind of been like building up of they all leave off on a kind of thing that would lead you to believe that something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think that's all going to happen later, especially with leaving Roland Durand alive, with Roland just like getting his punishment. And then he's just like, I love that he just walks away after that, yeah, too. Like the Pikes chop off his horn and they're like, all right, deuces.
Well,
and then Roland's
like,
I guess I'm going to leave too.
The Bad Batch kind of did him a solid.
No, I agree. And I think that's going to come back. That's also part of what we're kind of talking about with decisions.
I'm almost thinking, because I mean, at this point, they're kind of on the good side of like, you know, the Durans and, you know,
yeah,
this crime underworld. So I'm wondering if these next few episodes, if they're going to go that route and stay in the underground crime world, or if we're going back to, you know, Kamino with the Empire and all the stuff with Crosshair, because, well, we know what happens at the end of next episode, but I wonder if somehow, some way they get help from these big, you know, crime organizations and help them, you know, do their thing. Whatever
that's
that
smart.
Is.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. Because I think these,
they got
I think
Cid
these
on their
next
side,
two,
they
yeah,
got
yeah,
the Durans
yeah.
on their side.
I think these next two will be very Empire themed and very, I bet you we'll go back to Kamino.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They're
in these next two.
Guaranteed.
But I don't know if they'll tie in the underworld stuff or if it'll just be the Batch themselves doing it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I guess we'll see. We'll find out. But cool. That's kind of the stuff of Infested. There wasn't a whole lot besides kind of the things that left off. Yeah. And finally, we have our most recent episode. This came out yesterday when we recorded this, our time. Episode War Mantle. This is episode 14. I love how this episode starts with the chase of Gregor. I didn't actually realize it was Gregor until he spoke.
Do you want to know why I knew it was Gregor? Because whenever they said like CC55 something, I was like, okay, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to see if that was connecting anybody. And I Googled it and it was Gregor. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it until he spoke. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, we know a clone that talks like that. And then he said it. And in that moment, and I was
yeah,
just
like,
ah,
oh,
I was like, oh,
Rex
that works.
Sent us. And he's like, oh, and in you that know case, what? My name's Gregor.
Yeah, and I think it's funny too, is like they're scoping the place out and there's all the clone commandos everywhere, and my idiot brain was like, oh, I wonder if it's Gregor at all. I've been like, ah, it's just a clone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, this was a cool episode. I really love the planet it's on, Darrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The lighting for this episode on Darrow was just impeccable. Just
it felt really, very really Mandalorian. Good.
I agree. Yeah. It's all of the, like just, just shots of the planet and just the mm-hmm. look of it. Just, it's so real looking. You gotta really look. It's thank God they have like character models there that your brain's kind of like, that's animation, but everything mm-hmm. else is like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. This set was really cool. I really like the look of the Imperial base of just the deep tunnel.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Very pretty. But the really cool thing from this episode is we have our very first look at stormtroopers. They're being called the War Mantle Troopers.
Yeah.
What I like about this episode is none of it has to do with Operation War Mantle except for the look of the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Like that's all it is. How do you feel about them? What do you feel about the look of them?
I think they look like I don't know how I feel about the masks, like the helmets.
I think they look tough as nails.
They look tough.
I think they're
cool. I don't know if I think the helmet design
It like juts out that perfect amount that it looks like a Nazi helmet, like the World War II, like the German fighter right. helmet. It kind of gives that vibe on top of it being a stormtrooper. No, I think they're really cool. I love the early design of it.
I think it looks cool, but I think I was expecting it to look more like the classic stormtrooper.
Yeah, that's true. I expected it to just be the stormtrooper. And then,
do you think we'll end up seeing classic stormtroopers in this show at all? Next two episodes?
Not this season, I bet you.
No.
I bet you the rest of the season will be these War Mantle troopers.
Gotcha.
And then I think they'll progress it to where, you know, as time moves on.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's funny how within like the first 6 months of the Empire taking over, like they immediately have the stormtroopers ready. And like, I think it's interesting that enough people have volunteered and started enough that they can house bases, secret bases too, with these troopers.
Yeah. I'm wondering how they're going to go about, because this episode has a lot of stuff that deals with like Kamino. Mm-hmm. And you know how they're basically insinuating that they killed the Prime Minister of Kamino.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you think they killed Lamassu?
I think so.
I kind of think so too, but then the part that's telling me no is that they would have shown it.
I don't think they would have.
This show's been pretty brutal so far. I'm kind of shocked that they leave a character.
I think the shot they gave us with the two troopers walking in and the doors closing, I think that's the insinuation. But I don't know. Who knows?
They could have just arrested him too.
Well, it's kind of like, aw, because.
Right. Yeah.
Because whenever they're, you know, talking to the scientist and the prime minister's like, I think they were like, we saw one of your,
yeah, he's like packing your own stuff to flee.
Yeah. Like getting all of the scientists together to leave. And the prime minister was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. This is the first time hearing of it.
That's shocking.
Yeah. Even though they were just talking about their plan.
Yeah, literally. No, yeah, I don't know if Lamassu is dead or not. I bet you that's how. Well, I bet you we'll have that answer immediately in the next episode.
Yeah,
it's just
happened
with it.
Do you think they're going to? I mean, we have kind of been talking about this all season with Kamino not being Kamino by the end of this at least season. Do you think they're gonna just straight up destroy?
I bet you the. It's going to end where, all right, check it. Here's my idea.
All right.
So they take Hunter, right? They got Hunter.
Right.
And since the Empire knows how valuable they are, they try to put an inhibitor chip back into him. And they do that on Kamino, forces the batch to get to Kamino, however that is, however they do it.
I think for sure Crosshair is going to take Hunter back to Kamino.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to try and do is turn him to the Empire.
That'll force the Bad Batch to go back to Kamino as well.
Uh-huh. And then by the end of it, I think the Empire will just torch the place. It's just going to bomb it completely.
One thing I wanted to mention was how cool that shot was of all those Star Destroyers above Kamino just kind of hovering over it. That was sick.
Literally.
Such a cool shot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this will kind of end. I love the... I saw a tweet that was like parallel lines, and it was the line Crosshair has to Hunter in the end of, I was hoping for the whole team, but you'll do, compared to Maul in season 7 of Clone Wars saying, I was hoping for Kenobi.
I love that. What are we kind of thinking going forward from this episode? Like, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but like, what do you think the big things that are going to happen will entail?
I think these next two episodes, I'm thinking it's going to be a two-parter. The first part's all going to be, it's going to be like the Ryloth. The first part's all going to be the information you need, and then the second part's going to be the action episode. And the second part will be the Batch trying to fight their way out and however that goes. And then like this one that'll be out next week is going to be all galactic information. It's going to be the stuff of Kamino, because you can tell Kamino is like on its dying legs, like on the fact of like the Kaminoans are pretty much being driven out. Well, like, you can tell
they're essentially already forcing them out, so yeah,
right. I don't know. I wonder if the Batch brings like Rex and Gregor and Hauser with them,
and maybe just the whole clone rebellion.
That's what it is.
That would be sick. Make those, maybe that's it. They're rising up of the clone troopers are going to fight at Kamino with everybody else, and
I bet you it'll be revealed that Rex has been building an army. Rex has been like collecting them because when he's hologram, when he calls the Batch to go rescue he's like in the middle of something.
That would be sick.
So I wonder if he's been going through and finding clones.
I think we're close on what's actually the truth, because he wouldn't be that desperate to save Gregor if there wasn't some kind of use for him.
Some kind of plan he has. Yeah.
Yeah. And we also get this line from Rampart. I don't know if you noticed, where he says, like, I know what our orders are, but we need to lay low for now.
He
essentially says that I'm wondering what their orders are he says something about like orders are following protocol or something of that effect. And I'm wondering what the plan is for Kamino, at least the presumed plan is for Kamino.
I bet you they're going to glass the place. They're just going to absolutely destroy it.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's to like, I wonder if it's to test out the Star Destroyers, like moving from Venators to Star Destroyers. They have like a few ready, and they're like going to test it on Kamino and just burn the place to the ground.
Yeah, that would be, it's going to be devastating. These last two episodes are
whatever's
going to
happen, it's going to be absolutely crazy. It's going to be a good amount of fun. I think that's everything that we've got for these last three episodes. Thank you again for listening to us. This has been that was weak. There it is.
There we go.
The Batch Report.
Attaboy.
Check out our news episodes. We have those every Thursday. You can find us on Instagram at Through Imperialized Pod. Our Twitter is at Imperialized Pod. And then you can look us up on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, at just Through Imperialized Podcast. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. We're probably on like AM radio or something too.
That was weird. Yeah, right. You turn the frequency right, you'll hear something.
Someone's like bootlegging our episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. We have a fan. It's a pirate.
Yep.
You can always check us out, listen to us, hang out, ask questions, send us reviews, like us, everything that you want to do with us. We appreciate it all nonetheless, and everything that you give us. Thank you. As for my socials, Jackson, you can follow me at Twitter at QuaxonScaling. That's QUACKSON, and then scaling like the triangle. And then you can follow my photography Instagram, which is at Daleen_photography. It's DALEEN underscore photography. Braden, what about you? What are your socials?
As always, you can find me on... That was a weak one, too. You can find me on the Instagrams at Braden Ledbetter and on the Twits at BradenDathalon. And if you want to follow me on Letterboxd, I've been doing it wrong the whole time. It's actually B Ledbetter is my Letterboxd. Nice. And,
nice.
Thank you. And I think, yeah, that's all I want to plug right now. Eventually, I'll plug more things than just Twitter and Instagram, but...
Yeah, eventually I'll be good at social media when I want to do it actively. But as for right now, I just don't have the time or capacity or want or need or anything fun like that. But we love it when you guys interact with us socials. So keep doing that. Please, God, please keep doing that. Check us out next week. Well, not next week. 2 weeks from now.
We're so bad at this.
We're so bad at this. But you know what? We're getting them done nonetheless. We won't have next week's up, but we will be back when season one of The Bad Batch is finished, and we'll talk about those last two episodes together.
And we'll do a little recap of the whole season, just kind of...
We'll talk about, just everything that we've experienced, and our predictions going forward with the show since...
I think they'll announce season two whenever the finale airs.
Yeah, I think so as well. I wonder if they'll do something like Loki, where it's just like, Loki will be back for a season two, and everyone's like, when? So, yeah, until then, thank you for hanging out, and may the Force be with you.
Always.